Zok the Mishnah, how do we know that a woman who emits zera even on the third day of the tashma she becomes tamei? The pasuk by Matan Torah says, "Hey, you nochayim l'shloishes hayomim." Hashem told the Yidden to separate from the wives for 3 days before Matan Torah. Mishnah asks, how do we know that you're allowed to cook up water to bathe the baby on Shabbos when his third day after the bris falls out on Shabbos? Mishnah says, the pasuk says regarding Shechem, it says, "Vayhi bayom ha'shlishi b'yoisam koyavim." Mishnah asked, from where do you know that you tie, how do we know that we tie a red string around the head of the sawyer that's sent to the Azazel on Yom Kippur? So the Mishnah says, the Pasuk says, Im yu chato'echem kashonim kashela galbinu. Mishnah asks, how do you know that anointing using, oil or whatever it is on Yom Kippur is like drinking on Yom Kippur? So the Mishnah says, although there's not a full proof, the Pasuk does say, Atovoi kamayim bekirboi v'chashemim be'atz myself. Gemara asks, the first halacha of the Mishnah doesn't follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, like we'll see in a minute, the Gemara will explain. But the second halacha does follow Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Gemara says, if you want to say that our Mishnah only follows one sheet, you have to change the first halacha to say that a woman is tar if she emits zera on the third day of the Tashmish. If you don't mind saying that the Mishnah's different parts follow different sheets, then we can say the first halacha follows Rabbanan and the second halacha follows Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Bryce says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, if a woman emits zera on the third day of the Tashmish, and the day of Tashmish is considered day number one, and it doesn't make a difference if the Tashmish was at the beginning of the day or end of the day, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says she'd be tar. Rabbi Shmuel says, if it's emitted on the third day, she's tamei. If it's emitted on the fourth day, she's tar. This will sometimes be 4 12-hour periods, sometimes it's 5 12-hour periods, and sometimes it's 6. Rabbi Shmuel agrees that we look at the calendar days, not at the 12-hour periods. Rabbi Akiva says, she's tamei if the zera is emitted during the first 60 hours after Tashmish. So it's not about calendar days, it's about hours. Everyone agrees that the Torah was given on Shabbat. It says, Machalek between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Bonin regarding which day the Eibishter was commanded the Yidden to separate from their wives. The Rabbi Bonin say it was given on Thursday. Rabbi Yosef says it was given on Wednesday. Or yes, the Rabbi Bonin said to Rabbi Papa, so based on what we just said, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah could hold like the Rabbi Bonin that they were told to separate on Thursday, because even if they had Tashmish on Thursday, by Shabbos was the third day already, so they'd be Torah at that point in time, it wouldn't be a problem. But in Rabbi Shmuel told like Rabbi Yosef, the commandment was given on Wednesday, because if it was given on Thursday and they had Tashmish, then an emission on Shabbos would still have made the women tamei. However, who does Rabbi Akiva hold like? Mar says he holds like Rabbi Yosi, but he also holds like Rabbi Rahav, that Moshe Rabbeinu, who says that Moshe Rabbeinu always went up the mountain, the Har Sinai, the first thing in the morning, and he came down the mountain the first thing in the morning. So when he came down the mountain and commanded the people to separate from their wives, that was already done on Wednesday morning. That gave him the full 60 hours until Friday night, which is when they were able to go to the mikvah and be tar for Shabbos. Mar asks, why did Moshe have to command them in the morning? Rabbi Huna says that Yidden are especially holy because they don't have Tashmish during the day, so the Yidden wouldn't have had Tashmish during the day anyway. So Rava says, no, because it's permitted in a dark room, or it's permitted for a Talmud Chacham under a cover, so therefore to prevent those circumstances, Moshe commanded them right away in the morning. Everyone agrees that the women went to the mikvah Friday night, which means that they were only a tful yoim when they were mekabel with matan Torah Shabbos morning. That seems improper. Abaya bar Rovin and Abchanina bar Rovin Taka both say that the Torah, the Erechanami, could have been given to people who were tful yoim. My Reimer explains this to me not that Yidden were actually a tful yoim at the time of matan Torah, because they weren't. Rather, it means to say that the Torah could have been given to a tful yoim, but there's nothing wrong with that, but they really didn't happen that way. Why did Hashem Taka wait till Shabbos morning to give the Torah? Why didn't he give it Friday night, right after the Retival? So it says Hashem wanted to give the Torah in the middle of the day when all the nations of the world could see, not at night when it looked like he was trying to give it in hiding. I was there, why couldn't they go to the mikvah Shabbos morning? Why did they have to go Friday night? Yerub Yitzchak says Hashem didn't want some people to be heading to the mikvah and other ones heading already to Mount Torah. He wanted all of the Yidden to go to Mount Torah together. Here the son of Rabbi Abba and then Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chum said that Zerah emitted by a woman within the first 72 hours after the Tashmish makes a woman Tameh. Chista says, of course, the whole machloik is only when the zera comes out from a woman. However, when a zera is emitted directly by a man, it's metame for as long as it's moist. A papa asks, what if the zera of a yid is in a non-Jewish woman? He was mezana with a non-Jewish woman. So the zera that she emits, his Jewish zera that he emits after 3 days, is it metame or not? Maybe only Jewish women's body spoils zera in 3 days because it's heated from the worry of doing mitzvahs. But maybe the body of a non-Jew doesn't have these worries. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe her body doesn't spoil the zera. Or maybe the body of a non-Jew is heated and it doesn't spoil the zera because of the shkatzim and ramasim that she eats. And if we do say that the body of a non-Jewish woman also spoils the zera, what about if the zera was emitted by an animal? Maybe a woman whose body has an inside area below the uterus, has a pruzdor, so that maybe that's why it spoils the zera. But an animal who doesn't have that, maybe the zera doesn't spoil inside, or maybe there's no difference. Take ublaib tashayla. Raisa says Rabbanan say Matan Torah was on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yosi says it was on the 7th day of Sivan. Rav explains all agree that the Yidden got the Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and the Torah was given on Shabbos. They argue which day of the week was Rosh Chodesh Sivan in that year. Rabbi Yossi says Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. They arrived Taka that day on Sunday, and because they were tired from traveling, Moshe didn't say anything to them on that day. On Monday, Moshe told them that Hashem said the Yidden will be to him as Malachas Gehanim. On Tuesday, Moshe relayed to them the mitzvah of placing a boundary around Har Sinai. On Wednesday, they were told to separate from their wives. Rabbanan say Rosh Chodesh was on Monday. They arrived on Monday, and because they were tired from traveling, Moshe didn't say anything to them that day. On Tuesday, Moshe told them that Hashem said the Yidden will be to him as a Malachas Gehanim. On Wednesday, Moshe told them about the mitzvah of putting a boundary around Har Sinai. On Thursday, they were first told to separate from their wives.